This is KERA News. I'm Jessica Diaz-Hurtado. There's a thriving lowrider car culture in North Texas. They are large cars that ride low to the ground. Their candy paint, hydraulic systems, and colorful designs make them stand out. These cars do attract negative attention, but one group in Dallas is working to combat stereotypes.
I'm gonna show you what it's about to be in a lowrider car. We're gonna hit rock bottom, okay?
Jimmy Lopez is behind the wheel of his 1972 Buick Riviera, hitting the ground to get low and to go slow. He's restored this classic car. It's long, sleek, and shiny orange. A chandelier sways as he drives through a park in Oak Cliff. These lowrider cars tend to get a bad rap. Just ask the owners.
They stereotype us as gangsters or, you know, lowlives.
Drug dealers.
They're lowriders, they're cholos, and they're trouble.
That's Sofia Barron, Michael Bush, and Sonia Lopez. They're part of the United Lowriders Association. It's a group of car lovers across Dallas-Fort Worth. They formed 15 years ago to create community and to support each other and to challenge the stereotypes some have about lowriders, stereotypes that are found in movies and TV shows. For Sofia Barron, lowrider culture is more than just cars.
It's about family. It's about us all being together, showing our children what the car clubbing is about. It's really an art. It's an art form. It's a way for you to express yourself. It's a way for you to be able to kind of go and de-stress.
During the week, Barron's a nurse, and on the weekends, she cruises her sporty, bright red Impala. She's loved hot rods and speed ever since she was a kid. Her car is her identity.
It represents you and who you are. It's your personality. It's, you know, it's your history. It's your story.
And this kind of history is passed down. Before they can even drive, kids are welcomed into this culture. They start out with lowrider bicycles, customized bikes inspired by the lowrider cars. This is what Jimmy Lopez started with. He's the leader of the United Lowriders Association. For him, this culture created his love story. It's how he met his wife, Sonia.
I was still in high school. I was 17, she was 16. Well, I had my lowrider bike and I, you know, I was trying to get with her and see her, and I didn't have a car then, and so I got on my bike and
I'm like, it's pretty far.
Rode all the way from North Dallas all the way to Oak Cliff, and then she wanted to go back over there, so I gave her a ride all the way back over there.
So we crossed the levee and he was pedaling standing up and I had to hold my ankles.
She was holding her legs up. Her knees were barely touching the concrete, but we made it.
They also made a family, and they raised their son, Jimmy Lopez IV, in the car culture.
So since I was two or three, I've been riding in his backseat until I grew up and got my own.
He drives his 1985 Monte Carlo convertible. It's bright blue with wavy and red-white stripes. And in the interior, there's a special message.
If you look at my backseat, it says my family comes first. I got that embroidered in my seat.
For the Lopez family, the Lowriders Association is a family. They gather at special events like this one on Easter at Flagpole Hill Park in Dallas. Hundreds of people are hanging out, grilling, and cruising their cars. During the holidays, they organize toy drives for hospitals and the Dallas Police Department. And they organize benefits for cancer patients, something Jimmy Lopez knows firsthand.
My wife had cancer. She's a survivor right now. Other car clubs in the ULA got together and they did a car show for us and in honor of us. And everything that was made at that car show went to us. I mean, that's why you do benefits. You help out when you can.
His lowrider family has kept him going. So has his old school Buick Riviera. It's taught him some lessons that life isn't about speed.
If you see, I don't have no speedometer right here. People always ask me, hey, how do you know how fast you're going? I don't need to know because I'm going cruising. I'm low and slow.
For Jimmy Lopez, life is about taking it slow with style. Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, KERA News.